Wednesday, February 11th, Memorial of Our Lady of Lourdes. The first reading from 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. The Queen of Sheba, having heard of Solomon's fame, came to test him with subtle questions. She arrived in Jerusalem with a very numerous retinue and with camels bearing spices, a large amount of gold and precious stones. She came to Solomon and questioned him on every subject in which she was interested. King Solomon explained everything she asked about, and there remained nothing hidden from him that he could not explain to her. When the Queen of Sheba witnessed Solomon's great wisdom, the palace he had built, the food at his table, the seating of his ministers, the attendance and garb of his waiters, his banquet service, and the burnt offerings he offered in the temple of the Lord, she was breathless. "The report I heard in my country about your deeds and your wisdom is true," she told the king. "Though I did not believe the report until I came and saw with my own eyes, I have discovered that they were not telling me the half. Your wisdom and prosperity surpass the report I heard. Blessed are your men, blessed these servants of yours, who stand before you always and listen to your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, whom it has pleased to place you on the throne of Israel. In his enduring love for Israel, the Lord has made you king to carry out judgment and justice." Then she gave the king 120 gold talents, a very large quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again did anyone bring such an abundance of spices as the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Haydock Commentary. Josephus and Origen placed the seat of this queen's empire at Meroweh, which would be modern-day Sudan. The Abyssinians also pretend that their kings are descendants of Solomon by the Queen of Sheba. The fathers look upon her as a figure of the church. She marveled at the temple. Tacitus extols the grandeur of the second temple, which Titus destroyed. What would they have said of that built by Solomon? The queen was moved to take so long a journey to hear and to see Solomon as a figure of the many rulers who would embrace the Christian faith. The Gospel from Mark chapter 7, verses 14 through 23. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Haydock Commentary. No uncleanness in meat, nor any dirt contracted by eating it with unwashed hands, can defile the soul, but sin alone, or a disobedience of the heart to the ordinance and will of God. And thus when Adam took the forbidden fruit, it was not the apple which entered into his mouth, but the disobedience to the law of God which defiled him. The same is to be said if a Jew in the time of the old law had eaten swine's flesh, or a Christian convert in the days of the apostles, contrary to their ordinance, had eaten blood, or if any of the faithful at present should transgress the ordinance of God's church by breaking the fasts. For in all those cases the soul would be defiled, not indeed by that which goeth into the mouth, but by the disobedience of the heart, in willfully transgressing the ordinance of God. We must here observe that our divine Redeemer mentions offenses against our neighbor, to show us that he is as desirous that we should love our neighbor as worship himself.